Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We open up our Shiur at the very bottom of Daf Kuf He Omid Beis. The Gemara makes a comment based on a Pasuk. You'll notice three lines from the bottom. Omrav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omrav Yonason, Mai dechtiv ne'emonim pitzei oyhev, v'ne'etorois neshikois soinei, that trustworthy or desirable are the injuries of one who is our beloved, and the opposite is the case with regard to the kisses of our enemy. Toivo klolo shekilo achia shiloni es Yisrael, better is the curse that Achio HaShiloni cursed Israel, Yoser Mibrocho Shebirchem Bilom HaRasha, more so, better than the blessing that Bilom the wicked blessed us, blessed Israel. We have emphasized the names Achio HaShiloni and Bilom HaRasha with a geometric form. We call it the crown marking. Here you have Achio HaShiloni and five lines from the top of Kuf Vov Omer Aleph, you'll notice Bilom HaRasha. So let's analyze the Klola of Achia and the Bracha of Bilom and see what we come out with. Achia HaShiloni Kivel Es Yisrael Bekone. In his cursing of Israel, Achia HaShiloni compared Israel to a kona, to a reed. Shenemar, V'hiko Hashem Es Yisrael, Kasher Yonud HaKona B'mayim V'chulei. V'hiko Hashem will smite Israel like the reed in the water shakes in the wind. Let's see the nature of a reed. Ma konaze oime b'mokom hayim. First of all, a reed grows in a place of a lot of water, water being a positive thing. V'gizoi machlif. When you cut a reed, it regenerates itself. V'shoroshav merubin. It has an extensive root system. And even if all the winds of the world come and blow, it sways in the wind. The reed sways, even if it's a very powerful and fierce wind, the winds are not effective in uprooting a reed. Once all of the winds, the storms, die down, omad kona b'mkoymoy, the reed is still where it was originally. You could, in your imagination, compare the Jewish people to a reed. How many enemies of the world, how many idolatrous nations arose trying to eliminate the Jewish people through all types of pogroms and exiles and genocidal attempts? They are all gone. The Jewish people are still here where they were all the time. That's like the reed in the storms. Avol, Bilam HaRasha, Birchon Be'erez. Bilam, the wicked, blessed Israel, comparing it to an Erez tree, sometimes translated as a cedar. Ma Erez ze eino omeid b'mokomayim. The Erez, under natural circumstances, is not characterized by growing in places of water. V'sharoshav mu'otim, it has a limited root system. V'ein gizoy machlif. Once you chop it down, it doesn't regenerate itself. Afilu kol horucho sheba'olam bois v'noishvos bo, even if all the winds blow, ein mezizos elsomim komo, they generally do not uproot it. However, kevan shenoshva baruach dreimis miad oikraso v'avchoso alponov, when the southern wind blows, which is considered a strong, especially strong type of wind, when it blows, it uproots it and flips the tree on its face. V'lo od ela shezocha kone litol mimenu kumus lichtov mimenu sefer tonavim uksuvim. We reverting back to Achilah's curse before, he referred to Israel as a kone, but the kone is the means through which holy works are written by the scribe, Sefer Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. They would take a reed, dipping it in ink, and thereby writing holy works. Rashi points out something that's worth noting at the very top. Rashi says, Eino omeid b'mokomayim. The erez, the tree, does not normally grow where there is plenty of water. It's not characterized as a botanical growth in a watery area. The high dichtiv, Rashi says, in Perik Chofdalet Posuk Vov of Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Bolok, it says, Ka'arozim Alemayim. It mentions, Bilam seems to say, like the eras where there is water. So Rashi is quick to point out Shechina hi de Amra. It's the divine presence that added it. And now Rashi goes through a number of his brachas and shows you that what appears in the Chumash is really a combination of what he said and what the Shechina added. Ihu Omar Ka'arozim. All Bilam said is that he blessed Israel to be like an erez. Klomar she'ein omde b'mokomayim. It's something that doesn't grow where there is water. Shechina Amra. Alemayim. The divine presence added to Bilam's word Ka'arozim, it added Alemayim. V'chein kulu, Meforish ba'agoda, b'chi ha'gavna. And likewise, with the rest of his supposed brachas, we have a similar explanation. Kinecholim notoyu. This was in Posik Vov. Hu omar kinecholim. Bilam says that he blessed Israel to be like streams. But the nature of streams is poiskin lifomim. Sometimes they dry up. Yotza basko omra notoyu. The heavenly voice came forth and added the word notoyu, indicating a stream that doesn't dry up. Hu omar kiganois. He said, like gardens. Omra basko ale nohor. Not stamaga, not a regular garden, but a garden that's by a ready water supply, by a river. Hu omar kiaholim, a type of spice. Yotza basko vi omra Nota Hashem, but in the Baskol, the heavenly voice added this expression. Turning back to the Gemara, the pasuk says regarding Bilam, "Vayar es hakeni vayisa mishalo." He saw the Keni people, and he then spoke his words. Omalo Bilam Yisro. Keni is a reference to Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe. So Bilam addressed Yisro and said, Keni, once again, that's a reference to Yisro. Lo ho Yisro imanu bo Yisro etzo. Weren't you part of the group that counseled Paro in the original edict, Kol HaBen HaYiloid HaYoiro, that every male boy born to the Jewish people shall be cast into the river? You were part of that group. We'll see a little bit more about that later. Mi hoshivcho etzel esone olam, who sat you with the strong ones of the world, namely that the your descendants are going to merit sitting in the lishkas agozis, the place from which the Sanhedrin, the chief court of Israel, issued its rulings. What merit do you have? Based on what we just heard, we have Reb Simoy's comment, three were part of that particular group of counselors that issued the ruling of Kol HaBen HaYiloid HaYoiro Tashlichuhu. Eluhain, who were in that group? Bilam, Iyov, Vyisro. But let's see how each one reacted. Bilam, Shiyotz, Bilam invented the idea. He gave the idea of cast the children into the water. Neherag, he eventually was murdered. Iov Sheshosak Nidon Bisurim. Iov, who also was part of that group, but he remained quiet. He suffered troubles. He suffered sufferings. Yisro Sheborach, Yisro, who upon hearing that evil edict, he ran away. He didn't want to have any part of it. Zochu b'nei bonav leishei v'lishkas hagozis. He merited that his descendants would sit in the lishkas hagozis as part of the Sanhedrin that we mentioned just before. Shenemar, and this pasuk bears out that his descendants were part of the Sanhedrin. It says, "Umishbechos soifrim yoshve yabetz tir osim shim osim suchosim hemo hakinim haboim mechamas avi beis rechov." So in this pasuk, we've dashed underlined hakinim. This is a reference to Yisrael. Uksiv uvnei keni choisei Moshe olu meir hatmorim, and this second pasuk clarifies that kinim is a reference to Yisrael. As you can see, it says here, Beferish, it says, Kini Choisei Moshe, the father-in-law of Moshe. Vayisa Mesholoi Vayomar Oi Mi Yichye Misumo Keel. Omar Rabbi Yochanan coming to explain this pasuk that we just read, he says, Oi Lo La Umo She Timotse Bishosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oise Pidyon Nabonav. Woe unto the nation that it occurs to them to try to stop Israel in its process of being redeemed. Mi matil ksuso bein lovi lovio, who would possibly try to place a garment or a separation between a lion and a lioness, b'shoshin is kokim zeim ze, at the time that they are involved with their intimacy, in other words, their coming together. So too, when HaKadosh Baruch, when the Almighty and the Jewish people are coming back together again, woe unto any nation that tries to interfere with that process. Vitzim miyad kitim. This pasuk, also stated by Bilam, will be explained. Omar Rav, libun aspir. This is a reference to a fleet of ships from a distant nation. Ve'inu Ashur, ve'inu Aver. This fleet of distant ships will come and will defeat Ashur and Aver. Ad Ashur Katli Miktal, up till, from where they're coming till they get to Ashur, they will kill off all those people. Mikan ve'elech, but when they overcome Ashur and continue in their conquests, Meshavdi Shibudi, they won't kill the people anymore. They will rather enslave them. Hinini Hoylech Lami Lecha Iotzcha Asher Yase Om Hazeh La'amecha. Bilam declares, I am going back to my people. I'm now going to give you advice of what this nation shall do to you. Technically speaking, the counsel was given not to the Jewish people, but rather to Balak himself and his nation. Amcha le'am hazeh miboyalei. Counsel to your people regarding the Jews. It should have said, but that's not what it says in the pasuk. So the question is, why is it that Balak, who was seeking counsel, and Bilam now offering the counsel, he says, Asher yase ha'om hazeh la'amcha. Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana. Rabbi Abba explains the reason for the reverse language is ke'odam shemekalel es atzmo v'toyu kilaloso v'achirim. If a person is going to say something negative or a curse about himself, he tags it onto others. Similarly, over here, it's not felt to be derech eretz, to be proper etiquette for Bilam to say to Balak, you need my counsel. You are seeking out my counsel, and this is the counsel that I'm giving to you. Therefore, to conform to proper etiquette behavior, he turned it the other way around. He flipped it around. Let me give counsel to them, to the Jews, concerning your people. Omar Loi. Now we continue with Bilam speaking to Balak, and this is his idea after he saw that all his attempts to curse met with divine opposition. He came up with the following idea of how to cause the Jews to stumble. He said, Omar Lo, Elokeim Shel Elu, Seinei Zimahu, the God of the Jews, hates immorality. Our plan will therefore be to get them to stumble in the realm of immorality, and that will arouse the wrath of God on them. Vehem, the Jewish people, misavim leklei pishton, they enjoy linens. Bo va'asiyocha etza, come, I will give you a piece of advice. Asei lohem kloyim, v'hoishiv bohen zoynois. Set up some kloyim, curtains, we can say a type of tent, and have these tents occupied by harlots. Zikena mibachutz v'yalda mibifnim, an older woman outside and a younger woman inside. V'yimkru lohem klei pishton, and these tents or these booths should be set up as vendors of linens. Also lohem kloyim mehar sheleg ad beis hayishimois. He set up a row of kloyim, of these curtained booths, stretching from an area from a place called Har Sheleg until Beis HaYishimois. V'hoishiv bohen zoynois, and he positioned in them, he had them occupied by harlots. Zekena mibachutz v'yalda mibifnim, an older woman outside and a younger woman inside. And when the Jews were eating, drinking, and happy, and after their meals they would go out to wander around the markets, Omeris lo hazakena, the zakena would from Bolak's people would turn to the Jew who's passing by and say to the passerby Jew, aren't you looking for linens? Knowing fully well that the Jews liked linens. Zekena omeris lo b'shove, the zekena would offer the market rate. The yalda omeris lo b'pachas, and the younger woman would offer less, would offer the linens for a lower price. Shtayim v'shalosh pamim, this would repeat itself two or three times. V'achakach omeris lo, afterwards, she would say to the customer that's already been by her for a couple of times, "Hare at keben bayis, you're already like a member of the family. Shave bor latzmecha, come in, choose whatever you like for yourself. V'tzitzurish sheyayin amoni munach etzla, and flasks of amon wine were placed there near her. V'adayin lo ne'asar yayin shelnochem, at the point of this story historically, idolatrous wine was not forbidden to the Jews. Nowadays, there's an isser of yayin nochri, but at the time of the story of Balak and the Jews, that prohibition was not as yet instated. Omro lo, ritzoncha shetishte kleis shel yayin, so the harlot from Balak's people would say, would offer the Jew a cup of wine. Would you not like a cup of wine? Kevon Shishosa Borabo, after he drank the wine and became a little bit intoxicated, the evil inclination started its work, started to work him over. Omar Law Hashmili, the man would say, have relations with me. Hotzio Yuraso Mito Heka. She would take an idol, Yurasa, her source of fear, meaning her idol. She would take out an idol from within her garment. Omra lo avod loze, I want you to worship this. Omra lo, so he said, mind you, he is intoxicated, but yet he said, halo Yehudi ani, but I'm Jewish, and I don't worship those things. Omra lo umayich pasloch, what difference does it make to you? Klum levakshim imcha elo pior, this particular idol was the Baal Peor, and the way it was worshipped was by defecation, by doing acts, abominable, disgusting type acts of actually a defacing nature. The who? So upon hearing that, he said, "Well, if what I'm being asked to do is actually of a defacing nature, so there must be nothing wrong with that. However, v'hu eino yodea she'avodoso b'kach, but he was not aware that that was its way of being served, and therefore, even though it's a denigrating way of service, since that is its designed way to be served, it's quite forbidden. V'lo od, and she goes on to say, not only that, ela she'eni manichascho ad she'tichbor b'toras Moshe, I'm not going to leave you until you deny the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, b'toras Moshe Raboch, the Torah teachings of Moshe, your master. Shenemar heima bo baal peor, vayinozru laboishes, vayu shkutzim ke'ohavom. From this pasuk, you see that that's what their design was to get them to deny the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rashi in the outside column, about halfway down, says Ke'ahavom mitoch tavas avosam liznus oyu mishukotzim. Through their desire for this immorality, the Jewish fellows seeking out this immorality, oyu mishukotzim, they became disgusting. Shekoyfrim b'kodesh baruch hu. Through their preoccupation and search for this lustful satisfaction, they ended up denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a numbering system, little numbers that appear in diamonds. On the side margin of our Gemara, we have a Mivneh, a structural note, with the margin with the numbers indicated 1 through 3. Three machloikos, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Befirush Milim. We'll see 3 points of controversy between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua with regard to explaining certain words. So, number one, Vayeshev Yisrael B'Shitim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shitim Shma. Shitim is the name of a place. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shinis Asku B'Divreshtos. That they were, the word Shitim isn't necessarily a name place alone, but it refers to what the activity they were involved in. They were involved with shtus, with foolishness, or in this case we know with immorality. The pasuk goes on to say, "Vatikreno la'am lizivche elik elohehen." Rabbi Elazar Omer Arumos Pogu Bohen. Rabbi Elazar says that from this pasuk one is to understand that they came to them unclothed. Rabbi Shua Omer Shinasu Kulon Bale Kerian, that the men themselves, upon seeing these women, became Bale Keri, became impure, couldn't control their bodily behavior. My Lashon Refidim, in the Torah you see this word Refidim. The Jews came to a place called Refidim. Rabbi Elazar Omer Refidim Shma. That's simply the name of a place. Rabbi Shomer, the word Refidim has a deeper meaning. Sheripu Atzma Midivrei Torah. That they loosened themselves. They relaxed themselves from their preoccupation with Torah learning. Shenemar Lo Hifnu Ovois El Bonim Merifion Yodayim. The pasuk describes the fathers did not turn to assist their sons because of Rifyon Yadayim, because of their weakness in Torah. The Rashi says, Mipnei Rifyon Yadayim, Shel Torah Umitzvos, V'hochinami Rifidim, so to over here, Rifyon Yadayim Hu Klomar, Meshirofu Yadayim in Torah, Bo Aleim Amalek. The pasuk that features Rifidim is really the place that they battled Amalek, and the reason for the battle with Amalek is because their a connection with Torah was weakened, and as a result of the weakening of one's connection with Torah, this brings on the enemy. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara continues, Kol makom shenemar vayeshev eino ela lashon tzar. When the Torah uses the word vayeshev, it indicates some trouble. Shenemar, we have now a list of examples. Vayeshev Yisrael b'shitim, vayochel om liznois el benois moyov. The topic we were just involved with, with the immorality of the benois moyov as a result of Bilam's counsel. So you see the word Vayeshev in that context. Number two, Vayeshev Yankiv Beretz Migurei Oviv Beretz Kanaan. Vayove Yosef as the Bosom Royal Aviem. Shortly after you see the word Vayeshev appear, the story of Yosef and his brothers, which was of a negative nature, that story ensued. Number three, Vinamar, Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Goshen, Vayukrivu Yomei Yisrael Lamus. Again, you see the word Vayeshev, and next to that you have an indication of the life of Yankov Avinu coming to an end. Number four, Vayeshev Yuda Yisrael Levetach, Ishtachas Gafnoi, Vetachas Teinasoi. So you have in this pasuk Vayeshev, and then following that you see Vayokem Hashem Sotam Lishlomo Es Hadad Vadoimi Mizera HaMelech Hu Be'edom. And a persecuting king from Edom arose. The Es Malchei Midyon Horgu Achal Lehem Es Bilam Ben Boor Horgu Bechorev. The story concerning Balak and the Jewish people features a war that took place after that incident, and in which it says that the kings, the leaders of Midian, were killed, and Bilam as well. Bilam, my boy Hossam, what was Bilam doing over there in that war? Omar Rabbi Yochanan Shalach Lito Schar Esrim V'Arba Elef Shipil Mi'Yisrael. Bilam was over there because he was coming to get paid for his successful council, which was responsible for the death of 24,000 Jews. Omar Marzutra Bartuvia Omar Rav. Hainu Damri Inchi. Based on this, we have a common saying, Gamla Ozola Lemivi Karni. The camel went to get its pay. Udni Dehavule Gazizon Mine. And they ended up cutting off its ear. Ves Bilam ben Baor HaKosem. Gemara asks, why does the pasuk use the word Kosem? Kosem Novihu. Yes, a Kosem is a reference to a sorcerer, but he was a prophet. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila Novi. He started off as a Novi. However, when he decided to curse Israel, he lost his prophetic powers and became a sorcerer. Ulevesof, Kosem. And at the end, he became a Kosem. Omar of Yopopo, Hainu Damri Inchi. Based on this, we have a saying, Misgane Vishilti Havoi, Aizon Legavri Nagri. That I was the descendant of princes and governors. However, I played the role of a harlot with carpenters. But even though I had a illustrious background, like Bilam in the analogy, Bilam came from the prophetic ranks, but as a result of his desire to curse, he fell down to be, like in the analogy here, one who played harlot with lesser individuals. Hargu b'nei Yisrael b'chorov el chalulehem. The expression el chalulehem is mashma misos harbe, Rashi says. It's mashma multiple forms of execution. Amarav shikimu bo arba misos. This posuk is then a reference to the fulfillment of the four different types of court execution, so to speak, in Bilam. Not that he was actually executed by the court, but the different forms of execution were fulfilled in him. And what are they? Skila, stoning. Srefa, burning. Hereg, killing by the sword. Vechenek, and strangulation. Omar le'ahu mino Rabbi Chanina. Mi shmi aloch Bilam bar kamo have. A non-believer turns to Rabbi Chanina and asks him, do you have any record of how old Bilam was? Omar le michtav lo kosiv. There isn't a written accounting. Elo, however, midichtiv anshi domu mirmo leyachsi mehem. We know that men who are of a murderous and evil intent, they don't live half their lives. Therefore, since we know that a person's life is 70 years, yemei shnosein b'yam shivim shana, here the pasuk describes the lifespan of the evil not reaching the halfway point. So the halfway point of 70 would be 35, but they don't reach that. Therefore, the conclusion is bar tlosin v'tlas shonin or bar tlosin v'arba. He was either 33 or 34, but not more than that. Omale, so the min says Shabir Kramis, you're saying very well. Chozi li pinkase de bilam, I found a pinkas, like a personal diary, personal record of Bilam, Vavi Kosiv Bey, and written in that diary or in that record was Bar Tlosin Loshonin Bilam Chagiro Kad Kotil Yose Pinchas Listo. That Bar Tlosin Vitlos means he was 33 years old, was Bilam the lame, Chagiro is the lame, when Pinchas the criminal killed him. Omale Mor Bre de Ravina Libre. Mor Bre de Ravina says to his son, Bekulu lo tofis le midrash. All of those that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the kings and the commoners that don't have a chelik l'mapo, don't dwell on them to expound on their negative characteristics. Labar mi Bilam Harosha, with the exception of Bilam, the Kama de Mishkachas Be Drosh Be, whatever you can find that's negative about him, hold forth on that and expand on that. As you can see, we have a slash mark in the Gemara. This indicates that which follows is of a new nature. The topic heading that we've assigned to this Gemara, you can see in the margin, the nosei, Doeg Ho'adomi. Doeg was a counselor under Shaul HaMelech, and he is the one responsible for informing Shaul that Nov Yir HaKohanim offered refuge, offered food to David, thereby saving him. Ksiv Doeg, Uksiv Doeg. You find his name written two different ways. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, V'tchila Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Doeg, Shema Yetzei Zeh L'Tar B'Sroa. Initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, was waiting in anticipation, in a worried form, Kivyochol, that maybe he is going to go off the path, go off to bad ways. L'achar Shiyotza, after he went off, after Doeg went off, really, the path, Omar, the Almighty, said, Vai Shiyotza Zeh. Hence, you see, the second spelling, two lines above, the in Doeg, you see in that word, Vai, an expression of woe. At this point, we see a triangle and double underlined. Both of them are series markers. The Mivne, the structural note on the side of the Gemara, features a triangle and a double underline. Sidra shel drushos shel Reb Yitzchok. There's a series of drushos of Reb Yitzchok, my dichtiv, and featuring the expression my dichtiv, which introduces a drush on a pasuk, hakshurim ledoeg, that all of these drushos relate to doeg. So you see, as you scan down the page, quite a few of these Omer Reb Yitzchoks in triangles, and then the expression my dichtiv, double underlined. Omer Yitzchok, the Gemara continues, Mai dechtiv ma tishalel b'ro ha-gibor chesed keel kol hayom. What is meant by this pasuk? Omer lo ha-kodesh baruch hu le-doeg. The Almighty turns to Doeg and says, Lo gibor b'torah ato, are you not strong, a warrior in Torah learning? Ma tishalel b'ro. What reason do you have to speak evil of David? Lo chesed keil notu yolecho kol hayom. Are you not a chacham b'torah? Are you not a Torah scholar, one who should certainly know better than being preoccupied with evil speech? The Omer Reb Yitzchok, my dichtiv l'roshem alakim malachol lesaper chuki. Omer lo hakadosh baruch hu ledoeg horosha. Malachol lesaper chuki. Kadosh baruch hu turns to Doeg, the wicked, and says, what is it that you, what, how do you explain your Torah speech, your Torah learning, in the following context? Kishata magil leparshas meratzchim, leparshas mesapri loshen hora, ma'ato dorish bohem. You who are involved with Torah learning, what do you do when you get to the sections of the Torah dealing with murder, being that you are responsible for the death of the Nov Yerachonim, and what do you do when you get to the parsha that deals with the section of the Torah that deals with the prohibition of Lashon Hara? What do you say then? In other words, you may be involved with Torah learning, but but you're guilty of extreme hypocrisy. Vatisa brisi olai picha. The word picha means one's mouth, and the implication is mouth is being an external organ as opposed to the heart. Amar Rabbi Ami, ein torosu shel doeg ela misafav alachutz. The Torah learning of doeg was what we call in English lip service, meaning from his mouth outwards. He never internalized the Torah that he studied. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Maidichti, Viru Tzadikim, Viro, Violov Yitzchoku. Betchila Yoru. Initially, when they saw Doeg and they saw how successful he was, they were worried. Rashi says in the outside column of commentary, more than halfway down, he says, Betchila Yoru. The righteous were fearful. Here is a person who seems to be successful. He's a sinning individual and is successful. People might learn from that. The Gemara continues. However, when they saw that he died at half his expected lifespan, and that he was paid for his wickedness, they were then happy. The Omer of Yitzchak, the Gemara continues, Mai dichtiv chayil bola va yikienu libitno yorishenu keil. Omer David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David, who was a victim of Doeg's Lashon Hara, David says to the Almighty, Ribbono Shelem, Yomus Doeg, this man should die. Amalo, Chayil Bola V'yikienu. I can't kill him immediately until he forgets the Torah learning that he's done. Amar Lefonov. So David responds, Mi bitno yorishenu keil. Cause him to forget the Torah that he learned. In other words, hasten his death. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Mai dichtiv gam keil yitotz chol ha-netzach. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu David. Nasi Doeg Lamo Daasi, Kodesh Baruch Hu suggests to David, let Doeg come to the future world, let him have a portion in Olam Haba. Omar Lefonov, David responds, Gam Keil Yitotzcho LaNetzach. No, cut him off permanently. Mai Dichtiv Yachtecho V'Yisochacho Me'Oihel V'Sheireshcho Me'Eretz Chaim Sela. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, let it be that Torah teachings that were said by Doeg should be taught over in the Botei Medrash in his name. Omar Lefonov, David responds, Yachtecho v'sochacho me'oihel. Let him be cut off from the oihel. The oihel is a reference to places of Torah learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suggests Levile Bonin Rabbonim, let him have descendants that will be scholars, rabbis. So to that David says back, no, Vishay Reshcha Me Eretz Chaim Selam, and no, he should be uprooted from the land of the living. In other words, he should have no descendants that are of rabbinic stature. V'yomer Rabbi Yitzchok, Mai Dichtiv Aye Sofer Aye Shoikel Aye Sofer Es Hamigdolim. We'll see shortly. These are very praiseworthy descriptions of who Doeg was. Aye Sofer, where is he, the one who is Sofer, who counted Kol Oisei Shebatorah, the ability to count all the letters of the Torah? Now, it's not as simple as it seems, because in order to be able to count the letters of the Torah, one has to be aware of the Chaseris and the Yeseris. There are certain words that are spelled with missing letters, and the opposite as well. There's certain words that have letters in them that aren't part of that don't serve as part of the pronunciation. So he knew all of those. Aye Shokel, what is that a reference to? Sheshokel kol kalim v'chamurim shebetorah. Then, as far as the explanation of this is concerned, Rashi says that he knew how to darshan, he knew how to logically reason kal v'chomer logic. Haye Sofer Es HaMigdolim. Rashi on this offers numerous commentaries. We will offer one simple commentary. Says the Gemara says, where is the one that Sofer Es HaMigdolim? She is Sofer Shlosh Meos Halochos Psukos BeMigdal HaPorech BeAvir, that he knew 300 legal rulings concerning the topic known as Migdal HaPorech BeAvir. This has to do with certain structures in the realm of Tuma Vitara. And it's an area that many may consider obscure, but he had 300 different halachas psukos, established legal rulings concerning this area of Migdal HaPorech BeAvir. Rashi offers other explanations. One can look there for further reference. The Gemara continues, Omer Rabbi Ami, Arba Mea Baya Bo Doeg Vachitofel B'Migdal HaPorech BeAvir V'lo Ifshit Lehu Chad. Doeg and Achitofel, these two wicked men, were also exceptional Torah scholars. They, in this area of Migdal HaPorech BeAvir, which, as we mentioned a moment before, is considered an area that's difficult to understand, they had 400 questions that they raised concerning that topic, and not one of them was answered. This shows this is supposed to show, according to Rabbi Ami, their greatness in Torah learning. Rava, hearing this description, reacts, and he rejects this. There's a four-line comment made by Rava, and we'll see a very insightful comment of Rava as we go on in the Gemara. Omar Rava Rabusa Lemivi Bayi, is this a sign of greatness, the ability to ask analytical questions? In other words, in the final analysis, is intellectual prowess the sign of greatness? Bishnei de Rabbi Huda, in the years of Rabbi Huda, the Amora Rabbi Huda, Kulei Tenuyeh Benazikin, they were preoccupied, all of their learning was concentrated in only one area, say 1/6 of the Shas, in the area of Nezikin, of tort law. V'anan, and we, says Rava lived a couple generations after Rabbi Huda, he says, Anan ka masninon tuva b'uksin, we are expert in all areas of the Shas, and we have expertise even in an area called uksin. Uksin being in the realm of Tuma Vitara, and we'll see now in the Gemara. When Rav Yehuda would get to a topic dealing with the pickling of vegetables in a kedera, a type of receptacle, a pot, the Amri Law, another version of what Rav Yehuda encountered, Zesim Shikovshan B'Tirpein Tahorin, the pickling of olives with their stems, and the stems are said to be Tahor, that they lose their status as a yad, as a handle to the fruit. Omar, Rav Yehuda, when encountering these topics, would say, Havayas de Rabbi Shmulka Chazino Hocha. I see the questions, the difficult questions that Rav and Shmuel would raise in their Torah learning. I see it when I encounter these topics. This indicates that Rav Yehuda had difficulty when learning these topics in Uksin. The Anan, and we, says Rava, Komasninon be Uksin Tlas Sari Misifto. We have 13 different ways of explaining that topic, which shows that their intellectual Torah capacity, that of Rava and his colleagues, was superior to that of Rav Yehuda, who, as we just mentioned, lived a couple generations before even. And nevertheless, Rav Yehuda Shalif Misani V'Osi Mitra. Rav Yehuda Shalif is to remove Misani his shoe, and rain would come. This is a reference to a situation of drought. When there is a situation of drought, there's a procedure, as is described in detail in Maseches Tainis, of fasting and deprivation. Included in that process of fasting deprivation as a sign of prayer and beseeching to the Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring the rain, and also involves the removal of one's shoes, as is characteristic on days like Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, where we go without shoes. Rav Yehuda would simply remove one shoe as the beginning of the act of deprivation, and with that alone, the Asa Mitra, rain would fall. The Anan, but we, says Rava, Savchinon, we scream and pray and pour out our hearts. And of course, in addition to having removed the shoes and other deprivation, Veleko de Mashgach Bon, and there's no one that listens to us. What are we describing? We're describing Rav Yehuda, who, though may have been a lesser Talmud Chacham, a lesser individual in his Torah prowess than Rava, but nevertheless, when it came to his closeness with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as is illustrated by the act of prayer, act of deprivation, even doing a minor act, and that aroused the mercy of Shamayim, whereas Rava, who was seemingly a greater Torah scholar, was unsuccessful. Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. What's important with regard to the Kodesh Baruch Hu is one's heart, one's intent, one's striving. Dechtiv Vashem Yira Lelevov. God sees the heart. So that if you have a situation where someone might have less intellectual capacity, less abilities, but he's doing his maximum, even though the maximum results are less on an objective level than someone else. But since he is striving to his maximum, and that someone else may be striving less, even though he achieves greater results, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is interested in the efforts that one makes. That's what is meant here. Kodesh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. He wants to see your heart. Omar Rav Masharshia, Doeg Vachitoyfel. We now see a new geometric form. The diamond is used here, and it's explained on the side, the Mivneh. Chisroinos Belimur HaTorah Shel Doeg Vachitoyfel. Even though we've described Doeg and Achitoyfel as being great scholars with regard to Torah learning, nevertheless there was a deficiency. So Rav Masharshia says that Doeg and Achitoyfel lo havu savri shmeitza. They didn't understand or offer sufficient explanation to in the course of their learning. This arouses the amazement of Marzutra. He says, Maskeflor Marzutra, Mantik Sivbe Ayesufer Ayeshukal Ayesufer Samigdolim. Those concerning whom it says that they were expert in the numbers of the letters of the Torah, and they knew how to darshan kavul chomers, and they were expert in migdal aporech biavir viad amris lo havu safri shmeitza, and you say that they were unable to offer sufficient explanations during their Torah learning. Elo, so number two, the lo havu saklu shmeitza liba dehilchasa, even though they had great analytical abilities and a broad range of knowledge, nevertheless, they never concluded, they weren't successful in concluding their Torah learning in a way that would be accepted legally. In other words, their Torah analysis, as great and as insightful as it may have been, nevertheless led to practical application. Dichtiv Soid Hashem Lireyov. This pasuk indicates that when it comes to the actual practice of halacha, it follows the rulings of those who are truly God fearing, not people like Doeg and Achitoyfel. Amar Rabbi Ami, Lo Meis Doeg Ad Sheshochach Talmudo. Doeg didn't die until he forgot his Torah learning. This was indicated in the passage above, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu was asked by David to kill him, and Hashem said, well, I can't kill him because he hasn't forgotten his Torah learning yet. So here, the Gemara points out that Doeg, eventually, when he died at a point that he forgot his Torah learning. Shenemar, hu yamus be'ein musar, uberov yivalto yishkeh. Says he dies be'ein musar, without musar. Musar, in this case, being a reference to the Torah learning. Rav Omar Nitzara. Rav claims that Doeg became a Metzora. Shenemar, Hitzmatoa Kolzone Mimeka. Ksiv Hocha, regarding this pasuk, which is taken as a reference to Doeg, it says here, the word Hitzmata. And in the Torah, in Sefer Vayikra, you see the word ksifosim latsmisus. There it has to do with permanence. Umetargaminon lachalutin. The targum of the word latsmisus, which is stated in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Bahar, which does not deal with tsoras per se, but you see the word latsmisus, which looks like the word hitzmata, which was a reference to doyeg, and the targum of the word latsmisus is lachalutin. And now, focusing on the word lachalutin, utnan, we have a Tanaic source that does deal with tsoras. It says ein bein muskar u'muchlat ela priya u'prima. Without getting into the details of this particular source, you see a source whose topic focuses on tsoras, and you see the word muchlat. So by comparing these different words, we come out to the conclusion that the pasuk describing doye that used the word hitzmata has to do with tsoras. We have a new geometric form, and this is introduced on the side, the house form, Sidro Shel Rabbi Yochanan Be'inyan Doeg V'Achitofel, a series of comments of Rabbi Yochanan with regard to these two evil individuals. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Malachei Chabola Nizdamnu Lo L'Doeg. There were three injurious type angels that appeared to Doeg. Echod Sheshochach Tamuda, one that was responsible for making him forget his Torah learning. Ve'echod Shesoraf Nishmasa, one that burnt his soul. Ve'echod Shepizer Ephroi Aforo Bebote Knesius Bebote Medrashos, and one that scattered his dust in the different shuls and study halls. The Omer of Yochanan, Doyeg V'Achitofel Lo Ro'u Zeh Etzeh, even though the Gemara seems to describe them together, nevertheless, historically, one did not see the other. Doeg Mei Shol. Doeg lived in the time of Shol HaMelech, and we also pointed out that Doeg died a young man. V'Achitofel Bimei David. Achitofel lived during the years of David HaMelech. The Omer of Yochanan. Doeg V'Achitofel Lochotsu Yimehem. Rabbi Yochanan points out that which we saw earlier, that these people did not live half their lifespan. We are working with the assumption that a person's lifespan is 70 years, as the Pasuk said, and we cited it before, Yamei Shnei Yisayim Bohem Shivim Shana. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Tanaic source that supports this contention. Anshei Domim Mirma Le'yachsi Yameim, the men of blood and deceit don't live half their lives. Kol Shnoisiv Shildeig Lohoyu Ela Shloshim V'Arba. All of his years numbered 34. V'shel Achitofel Einon Ela Shloshim V'Shalosh. Achitofel lived till 33. The Amr of Yochanan, B'tchila Koro David L'Achitofel Raboi, U'lebesoif Koro Oi Chavero, U'lebesoif Koro Talmidoi. Dovan HaMelech, in his relationship to Achitofel, started off referring to him as his Rav, as his teacher. But as time went on, his relationship with David descended, lowered. He called him subsequently his colleague and finally his student. B'tchila, and the Gemara now enumerates where we see references to each title. We've underlined the opening phrases and also numbered them off with Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. B'tchila koroi rabo. Initially, David referred to him as his master, as his teacher. The pasuk says, "V'ata enosh ke'erki alufi umiyudoi." The word alufi is a reference to one's rav. U'lebesoif koroi chavero. The pasuk says, "Asher yachdov namtik soi beveis elokim nehalech barogesh." The pasuk says, "Yachdov," that together we will walk. In other words, together meaning as equals. U'lebesoif koro tamido. And finally, he refers to him as a student. Gam ish shloimi asher batachti boi, oichel lachmi higdil alai okev. Rashi focuses on the expression oichel lachmi, one who learned from me, indicating this student status. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.